Thank you so much for tuning into the 13th Avenue Media Podcast. We are a company that belongs in the year 2020. We do modern media. So that is all things social, Facebook, Instagram, Instagram stories, reels. We do videos and we put captions under the videos because you don't want to put a video out without a caption, right? So if you are interested in exploding your media for your business, reach out to us. Check us out at 13th Avenue Media. Enjoy the show.
Merry Christmas. We thought it would be fun to let you in and take a sneak peek into our little Zoom Christmas party this year. This hat is the best part of my Christmas so far. It's been a crazy year for all of us. It's time to just have a little fun and tell you all how much we love you and really proud that we all made it through this year together. So thanks for being a part of 13th Ave. Enjoy.
Because I used to travel in December. And like the first week of December, my university would finish. And then I would come back. So we would spend it here, New Year's and
You never December. Got to see Christmas blow up in America.
No. Interesting. I didn't even have a car to like drive around.
Man.
Or see that thing. So.
But you saw Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, Thanksgiving, like we would have friends come over. We would just cook something, half burnt, half raw. Yeah, Friendsgiving, yeah.
I remember some of your cooking videos.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. No.
We haven't seen any of those.
I know.
That was so long, yeah.
Yeah.
It feels so long ago, it's like 4 years.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Florida was just like you had to cook to survive. So otherwise you would just spend a lot more outside.
True.
Eating out. So
fast food.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's not healthy too. So.
Yeah.
We need a little interlude.
Every like a few minutes.
Every few minutes.
Yeah. Turn it back on.
I want to make sure everybody realizes this is a Christmas party.
Yeah, heck yeah.
It doesn't get old though. Okay. This is the
best. Amazing.
Yeah. And on my pants, there's dogs and cats. Christmas dogs and cats.
Cool.
Yes, and it's velour.
Wow.
I did dress up for the Christmas party.
Yeah, you can't see it, but this is a Christmas cat shirt. It's got it's like in the stocking.
Yeah.
Shocking. That
I got this shirt on sale for like a dollar. It was a steal, best dollar I ever spent.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, I'm really, I looked up about Christmas in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was last week to make sure that you celebrated it because I really didn't know. And that's the, you know, it kind of makes me feel like an idiot to not know these things, you know. Not knowing that our holidays could be so different is amazing. But at least celebrated, it's just not extravagant. What about your parents? Do they exchange gifts?
No, not so much. No.
Oh.
For us, the main things are like we said, Eid. Eid was one.
Yeah.
If you remember, I think it was in June this time. That's like a thing when we would exchange either gifts or like get each other nice clothes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then birthdays, of course. And New Year's is this party, so.
Yeah.
I'm going with like friends probably at 31st to celebrate.
Okay.
To watch fireworks, yeah.
Ooh. So but it really is true though, sorry, Liz. It's true about just celebrating for the kids. That's really what it's intended but we don't know how to do anything here in America that's not to the ridiculous extreme.
Yeah. So that was my question. Is it just like your family that doesn't really celebrate, or do other families give gifts, or is that just really not?
I'm sure there are like families who do give gifts, but like my family in general, we don't really are not more into like gifts at this point. I told you, like when I was a kid, that would happen a lot. Mm-hmm. You have like a big
way.
Oh, there's a good story. So I think in Pakistan, when I used to live there in Karachi, so like we would have like really big Christmas trees because I was young at that time, you and my brother.
Yeah.
So one day what happened was we got like a very, very big Christmas tree and it was touching the roof almost, right? All the way. And my grandmom, she was lighting up candles and it fell and it burned the tree up all the way till the roof. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's one memory of Christmas.
That's a Griswold Christmas, if I ever heard of it.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
Yeah, yeah. We had to like evacuate and then.
Because I imagine like Christmas trees are highly flammable. Like, you know.
And there was all cottons. I don't know. Like, my grandmother didn't think that it would do it, but like, I think it just fell and then it was all. On blaze.
Wow. That's
oh, he's glad you're recording it.
This is good. This
on
is
record, yeah.
Memories. Mm-hmm. Seriously, I think we have a fake tree.
Okay.
We've had a fake.
Yeah, tree. Same.
Yeah.
Same. It's like tiny, tiny one round. It's not too big.
But we used to when I married Rob, we used to get real trees. And I was so excited to have a real tree because I wasn't really allowed to have them growing up because of the story that you just told, Anish.
Yeah, exactly.
It would always be such a fear. And now we have a fig tree, but I'm kind of happy it's a lot less maintenance. Mm-hmm. And Alyssa, you have one too for the first time, right?
Yeah, this is the first year in my 30 years of life that we've ever had a fake tree.
About that. That's traumatizing.
It's not bad. I mean, you saw it. Sharon saw it yesterday. Beautiful. It looks like pretty real. I'm impressed. And obviously it doesn't smell, and like that is like a huge like factor, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it looks good. Yeah. And honestly, it's so much easier. It's not like a pain in the ass or like the needles aren't everywhere. And it's just, I get it. I see the benefit.
It's really pretty and it does look real.
Yeah.
I love
it. Yeah.
Well, I think it looks I have a Christmas tree story.
Do you?
I don't even think I told you. This just happened. So much has happened in 2020. Everything seems like a debacle.
What happened?
My Christmas tree story goes like this. 'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, but there was a mouse. And it was in our shed and it ate our tree.
What?
Now we had to go buy another.
When?
So yeah, so when we were decorating, I think I've blocked it out because it was so disturbing to me that there was a mouse eating our tree. So Rob, one Christmas. Hold on.
Oh, the time again? Okay.
It's the time.
Okay. One Christmas. Rob went out on Black Friday. We don't do that. We're not a Black Friday family. Do you know what Black Friday is, Anish? You lived here.
Yeah, yeah.
Ridiculous American tradition. So we don't do that. But he did it because Alyssa, you appreciate this, because he had a coupon. A fake story. I know, nothing in the world is worth it, but when there's a coupon, Rob is getting it. Huge deal on this Christmas tree that is remote control and switched lights. So the big Christmas argument with Rob and I has always been colored lights and white lights. I am a white lights kind of guy.
Okay.
Simple, white.
It I don't seems like very you.
Yeah, I don't like blinking. I grew up in a house. We're from Ireland, Anish, and you think America's bad. Ireland, it's like Christmas blew up and it's bad. There's decorations hanging through the walls and tinsel
everywhere.
Wow. Yeah, hence why I am simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Minus the hat, though.
Minus
my hat.
Yeah.
So, I guess, and my velour pants. So Rob goes, he gets the tree. It's very exciting. And every single day, and I'm not exaggerating, through the month of Christmas, we each get a day of it being colored and blinking, and me solid white. So we would alternate. And I hated it when it was in color.
That's still happening?
What?
Wait, is that still happening?
No, because the mouse ate the tree.
Oh, wait, the mouse just ate the tree this past November, just that now.
Happened.
Okay.
Just happened.
It was traumatizing because we didn't think we were getting a tree.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yes. And then Rob, because he came in and the tree ate through the wires. The mouse ate through the wires. So none, which I still don't understand why a mouse wants to do that. And then made like a little shelter in the shed for himself and ruined Christmas.
Oh no.
Is he still there or did he leave?
Well, there is a trap there now, but he's still hanging out. And Rob went out. So we went looking for a Christmas tree and we couldn't believe how expensive these, like a decent tree is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
He'd probably jack it up to the Mo's that, you know, don't have their tree yet, which was
last minute. Yeah.
But Rob went and saved the day and got a new tree and it's only white. It doesn't blink. It's the best thing ever. So, although it was a traumatizing mouse eating tree time, it's now worked out for the best.
Yeah, it sounds like you came out on top.
I did. I really did. I was going to write, you guys know, especially all the ideas that run through my head. I was writing a story about 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and all through the house.
We interrupt this awesome podcast to tell you about sponsoring podcasts. Do you know that some 57 million Americans listen to podcasts? And not only are they devoted to their favorite podcasts, they're also very open to advertiser messages because it's like 2020, yo. If you are interested in sponsoring this podcast, we would love to have you. Reach out to us. Hit us up, 13th Avenue Media. You can find us all over social. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Creature was stirring, but there was a mouse.
Except for the mouse, yeah.
And that was as far as I got. And I'm like, you know what? I had too much work to do to write this story.
I like where you're going with that. Why don't you just tell it on a TikTok or something?
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
I know.
But yeah, maybe, because this week is just going to be a party. Mm-hmm. Because of this hat.
Yeah.
Especially.
Right, exactly. Especially because of that hat. Mm-hmm.
So, Alyssa, do you have any Christmas debacle stories you'd like to share with us?
No, but I feel like I had a vague memory. So, we have cats, and like cats and Christmas trees don't typically go great together. And I feel like there was a time when my cat was a kitten and he climbed the tree and like knocked it over. But that was a long time ago. I don't really remember. So.
Yeah.
Nothing recent. No. Nothing in recent memory. Yeah.
That's good. I mean, it's good to not have a Christmas debacle story.
I don't. Yeah. But we try to keep the cats away from the tree because they literally like will not leave it alone. So it's like I don't know what it is about the tree. It's just like that's something new, and they just have to be near it.
They love it.
So,
Anish. What we are doing for Christmas is ridiculous. I'm tired today from all of the Christmas wrapping that occurred last night. So, but although I am a minimalist with the decor, minus my hat.
Minus the hat.
I have to have certain things happen during Christmas. So I only listen to Christmas. I have annoyed Alyssa with this in the office. I only listen to Christmas music in December.
Okay. That's all that's going on here in like all different malls. Yeah, that happens too.
Okay.
All Christmas songs in restaurants and malls and everywhere. Mm-hmm.
I also have a tradition that if I am wrapping presents, I'm drinking eggnog, but I did not drink eggnog last night because I'm trying to lose the COVID-19 physical pounds. And so I had coffee.
Okay.
And wrapped and wrapped and wrapped and wrapped all night. All night. But yeah. We're done, which is a miracle.
That's nice.
That's good. I did some shopping yesterday, but I haven't gotten around to wrapping yet. So that's something I have to do this week before Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday.
So do you guys go and give it like to each person, or how does it go? Like, how do you give gifts, or do you just send it through something?
Like, well, courier? So you might as well go because mine is so ridiculous.
I feel like for me, I mean, the people that like, it's just my family mostly. So we exchange gifts on Christmas, and everyone else like that I give gifts to. If you're getting a gift from me and you're not like family, then I'm gonna give it to you like in person.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got my person last night, and I
yeah, she did.
I got Shamrock sweatpants. Well, not sweatpants, like lounge pants.
Yeah, I guess.
And a Shamrock welcome mat that's, just so you know, is in the backyard until Christmas is over, and then it moves to the front yard.
Okay.
Yeah. And a beautiful ornament, Irish Shamrock extravaganza.
It was like a very themed St. Patrick's Day themed gift given on Christmas. Which makes zero sense, but also
Well, Christmas is ridiculous for us. I would say it's a little extreme, and every year we say we're not going to do too much, and every year we do more than we say that we're going to do. So I have my mom, my dad, and my mother-in-law coming here for Christmas outside because of the pandemic.
Of course, yeah.
And today I have ordered glass because we have a fire pit in our patio furniture.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
So we have to put glass around it. Otherwise, hair could potentially go on fire. Yeah, I know. Because like, if we're eating at the table,
interesting,
we'll have to have a fireplace because I understand it's going to be like 50 something degrees.
Chilly, yeah.
Chilly for us especially. So I'm going to have I'm having the glass made. Of course, I emailed it to the glass company that I don't know if they check email, but that's always the first, you know, thing I do before I show up in person.
You write an email.
Yeah, yeah. Just send the dimensions. I sent the dimensions, the pictures from every angle. So there couldn't be any questions, but there will be.
Yeah.
And I will have to show up. So we're going to have them over, and I'm also renting a heat lamp.
Okay.
From where? Home Depot? Who?
I found a place in St. Pete.
Oh.
And I filled out a quote this morning to rent it. $60. So my family doesn't freeze.
Yeah.
While we're outside. We have to be safe, you know, in the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
They are of age.
Yeah.
And then my brother usually is from New York, but he's not coming. There's a tail behind me.
I see it.
Charlie Brown, you want to come to the party?
Look at that tail. Oh.
Just popped up.
Party? He does want to come excited. To the party. Come on. He's trying. He's getting older. Come on. You don't want to jump? Come on. Look.
Charlie Brown. No.
How about this? This might scare him.
He's like, nah.
Not even he's like, I'm gonna treat.
Is Rob off today?
No. Rob can't ever take any time at Christmas.
Okay, I didn't ask him that yesterday. I meant to. But I was
They're not allowed to take off any time in December, the whole month.
Nobody is?
Nobody that works for UPS.
What? Like nobody? Like not even like the highest up person at UPS?
None.
Mm.
Zero. He's almost on 30 years. He can't take a day off.
I know. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's why we could never go to New York for Christmas. That's why we always do something big for Thanksgiving.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Because he has to work. He'll have a half day on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And all the UPS elves, will get to enjoy their families. And it's on a Friday this year, so that's good. We'll have a full weekend with him. Usually when Christmas falls on a weeknight, he has to get up and go to work the next day. Mm. Yeah, I know. It's a bummer. But so it's really good that it's on a weekend. And then we have the same for New Year's next week.
Yeah, New Year's. Oh, 2020 is over.
Mm-hmm. Yay! Yay!
Yeah.
Well, I think we should take a moment to talk about how 2020 has been for us and our clients.
Mm-hmm. And on that note.
On that note.
Just a little quick intermission here. Yeah.
You know, so that's, we're doing a recap on the Dr. Whisperer show. I decided this morning.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What I called it something good, didn't I, Anisha? A year in review.
A year in review, yeah.
That's I like that, yeah.
Right? And yeah. I mean, this has been going on since March, so a lot has happened through the year. Mm-hmm. So we had to say goodbye to two clients this year. Two? Three.
Amber? Three.
Yes.
Well,
Amber's consulting, so we haven't fully lost Amber, but mostly. Dr. Green.
Dr. Green and Dr. Doug.
Yeah. Which, you know, for two businesses like theirs, they would, it's understandable. I mean, as a dentist, I think the dentist probably got hit the, I don't know, probably the hardest. And then I just remembered all the restaurants weren't open.
Yeah, I can't help but feel like they had it harder, but like I know he really struggled though. So
yeah.
And now, which is so interesting, is Dr. Green. Of course, it was not like first responder type, but more aesthetic, like lose weight. But who doesn't need her services today? Mm-hmm. You know, I think everybody is trying now to take off the COVID-19 pounds.
Yeah. I wonder if her business has really picked up.
I'm sure it's busy again, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Dr. Lara's is doing well.
Yeah.
He just got back. I'm going to go see him today and give him my little Christmas treat.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Yeah.
All doctors. So any 13th Avenue Media clients are listening, don't be offended. It only went to doctors. Because, you know, they were like, they had to go in with the mask on regardless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like my first responder husband, who is a community hero. Essential worker, aka hometown hero, which he corrects me with every time I say community hero.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's abbreviated his status to HH.
HH.
H squared.
Yeah.
H squared.
But I think everybody else is like, you know, it's been a tough year in business for everybody. Mm-hmm. You've been blessed in the sense that, you know, because we're a media company and you have to take your services online. I mean, if.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost been an advantage in a strange kind of way for us to showcase how, if anything has changed in somebody's business, the only way for somebody else to really find out is through digital media.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important.
Like lucky. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to be in the digital world today. If anything good came out of 2020, it forced people to stop, you know, doing some of the things that might have held them back.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, enough about business. So I'm bored with that. See?
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to stop recording. So we'll say goodbye to everybody for now. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year. And wear your mask.
Happy New Year.
I know it's like yes. 2021 soon. Keep wearing that thing.
Yeah.
Yes.